Finance and Economics.
Walter Schloss. Death of a non-salesman. The passing of a truly contrarian investor.
Walter Schloss was never a face on financial television programmes, nor was he known for marketing his skills to investors. He was indifferent to collecting clients, and only 92 managed to sign on. His death last month, at the age of 95, garnered little public comment. But among a certain crowd, it meant the loss of a mind that was courageous, independent, and utterly distinct from much of modern finance. Mr. Schloss was part of a small group who worked with Benjamin Graham, a Columbia Business School professor, whose most famous disciple is Warren Buffett. Mr. Schloss did not spend time tailing corporate managers. His research team doubled in size when his son joined. He favoured discarded cigar butt stocks that could be swept off the floor. Often they weren't worth much, but they sold for far less. As for high-flying shares, he was not afraid to go short. During the late 1990s, when a new era caused many people to throw out any normal valuation measures as hopelessly obsolete, Mr. Schloss stayed firm and bet against some of the most popular and inflated names. In part, he could do so because of a famously frugal cost structure. In part, he was protected by an extraordinarily long-term record. When he ceased managing money for outsiders, his returns were reported to have averaged 16% annually, 6 percentage points higher than the market. He had other tactics too. In 1999, when his portfolio was composed of everything no one wanted, he was asked how, even if his own convictions were unshaken, he could ensure that his investors stuck with him. Being a true contrarian required just one rule, he said: never tell a client what they own.